latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. WJON News Time 105, 82 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by Tallamore Senior Living and by Trout Companies. We'll have a look at your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in a few moments. Two women hurt in a crash in Clearwater Friday afternoon. The incident happened just before 5 p.m. on Highway 24. The Minnesota State Patrol says a van was heading north on Highway 24 toward 160th Street Northwest when it turned in front of a car. The driver and passenger in that car, 74-year-old Mary Schmidt and 53-year-old Shelley Kuntz of Calumet, were taken to St. Cloud Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the van, 56-year-old Maria Garcia Jones of Andover, was not hurt. Officers in Becker arrested two people with outstanding warrants during a traffic stop early Saturday morning. It happened near the intersection of Highway 10 and Highway 25 around 1 a.m. According to the Becker Police Department, the officer making the stop noticed the people inside the vehicle were switching places before pulling over. The driver of the car, 24-year-old Mahogany Loggins of St. Paul, was found to have a felony warrant for theft out of Washington County. Authorities say the passenger in the vehicle gave a fake name to officers, but was later identified as 24-year-old Freddie Dudley of Bayport. He was arrested for misdemeanor, false name to police, and also was found to have a warrant from the Minnesota Department of Corrections for possession of guns. Officers say when they searched the vehicle, they found a loaded handgun. Loggins and Dudley were both taken to the Sherburne County Jail pending formal charges. Online appointments are now required for Minnesota Class D driver's knowledge tests. DVS Director Emma Corey with Minnesota Department of Vehicle Services says it's the result of a backlog from 8 weeks of having offices closed due to COVID-19.
It is purely focused on our customers and the convenience for our customers and honoring the fact that this is the value of a customer's time.
To book an appointment online, go to drive.mn.gov. Corey says about 790 knowledge tests will be given per day and under the new system. A group of teens from a variety of area high schools are spending the summer keeping the Mississippi shoreline garbage-free. Young People's Collective started in 2018 with a focus on political activism. These days, YPC founder Will Goller says the group is committing more of their time to beautifying the city.
What we've mainly been focusing on is we've had a bunch of riverside cleanups where we go to various public parks, preferably adjacent to the river, and we go around picking up trash, and we have a really good time with that. We've probably picked up several hundreds of pounds throughout this summer, at least. I mean, we've gone to Riverside, Wilson, and Hester a few times.
Now, the next river cleanup will take place this Saturday at 12:30 p.m. You're asked to bring garbage bags and masks, and that'll be at Hester Park.
WJON Radar
Blender. For St. Cloud and Sartell, mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. Chance for some scattered storms developing later. High of 88 today. Cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, dropping down to 66 overnight. Under cloudy skies tomorrow, we'll see a high of 75. There's a chance for scattered storms continuing. By tomorrow night, though, mainly clear and overnight low in the 50s. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, 83. Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 85. Friday, warming up to near 90. Partly cloudy and a chance for scattered storms returns to the forecast. And then on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a chance for scattered storms, and it'll be a warm one, a high of 92 degrees. Again, this afternoon, 88, mix of clouds and sun, maybe some storms later. For more St. Cloud area news, weather, and sports, visit us online at WJON.com. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.